Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. So the U.S. Supreme Court declines to review a ruling that found that Apple violated antitrust laws in the way that it operated its app store. So, Mark, let's start with the original ruling. What did the court find?
Yeah, the original ruling, this was all the way back in 2021, found that Apple is not violating Epic Games and other developers in an antitrust type of scenario. But what they are doing is illegally blocking developers from pointing users outside of the App Store to complete transactions. Now, why is that so important? Apple's in-app purchase system, the billing system, that allows developers to easily charge customers for upgrades like extra storage or like a player in a game or a new theme or something like that. But Apple takes a 15% to a 30% cut. By pointing users external to the App Store, they really could keep most of that money, save for processing fees through a company like Stripe or PayPal or some such. And now, because of this decision by the Supreme Court, Apple is likely going to have to allow developers to point users to the web. So it could cost Apple a pretty penny potentially, but also make some more income for developers. So we'll see how that ends up getting implemented.
Do they have any chance? I mean, they have to actually make these changes now. I mean, this is a lot. This is billions of dollars we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, in terms of what Apple actually has to do on its end, they have, you know, two paths. They can go letter of the law. They can allow developers to point users external to the App Store. But, you know, theoretically, they can tell developers that in order to be in compliance with the App Store, they're going to have to write them a check or reimburse them a certain percentage of that some way. So I don't know how they're expecting that to happen. On the other hand, it's more of a rule, right? I mean, this is something developers can already do, but if they do it, they'll be rejected. So there's not much on the technical standpoint that Apple's going to have to do here. It's going to be really interesting to see, though, how it's implemented and if there's an expectation that developers will have to reimburse the company.
As somebody who's downloading apps, this doesn't really have any impact on the average user, right?
Well, you know, there are benefits for using Apple's in-app purchase system, things like refunds, things like technical support that you get from the App Store, things like security, right? Apple saying that their in-app purchase system is much safer to use than a third-party system. And it's probably also easier for consumers to use because it's already integrated into the app, into the system. It could be cumbersome to have to go to the web, to sign up for a new account, to enter your credit card information. So I think no one's willing to argue that Apple's system is not easier. It's just very expensive for developers.
And Google must be watching this as well.
Yeah, well, Google actually was also in a lawsuit with Epic Games, and they lost the lawsuit. So Google's already going to have to make changes, right? Apple went to SCOTUS for that one portion of the lawsuit they lost. But, you know, Google's really in trouble here. They're going to have to make a slew of changes.
Mark, thanks very much for the time and the reporting. That is Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg TV. That comes up at 2 p.m.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.